It's 23 minutes past 8 a.m., which can mean only one thing, and that is that it is time to look at some of the mischief we can get up to this weekend with our event guide. Our mischief master joins us in studio. Molly, good morning.
Good morning.
I love having you in studio because it means
good times.
Thank
you. Well,
happiness.
As you know, I just arrived from Royal Wedding.
Yeah. Oh. Can we just? Oh, that dress.
Yes.
I loved it.
Simple.
I thought it was beautiful.
Stunning.
I wish it was just a little bit more tailored.
Yeah.
Like a little bit.
It's a bit loose.
But it was still beautiful.
Still beautiful.
And the second one she wore, the Stella McCartney.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh,
that's
beautiful.
Even, like, amazing, right?
I love that Harry wore black. I loved the black uniform. I was like, yes. It just, no. All the flowers. Oh my God, my hay fever. I could feel it through the television, but it was just beautiful.
Well, it's a good thing that we had a great time last weekend about the royal wedding. And also, now we know that Harry kept the beard.
I know. I was so glad he kept the beard.
My naughty boy still breaks the rule. I mean, like, well, the protocol said that you have to clean
shave,
right?
Yeah, yeah, I remember, yeah.
But the thing is, yeah, he kept it.
And he looked great.
Yeah, I think he asked her, Nana.
Yeah, Nan.
Nan. Can I keep this?
Yeah, please.
Please. I don't even become a queen, so can I just
keep
it?
Yeah, exactly. I will never be king. Let me have this one moment of having a good beer. And it looks really good. He looked good.
Of course.
He looked so nervous.
I know.
Poor thing.
And I like the way that...
You look
with the small talk.
Yeah, yeah,
with,
yeah. It was beautiful.
I know.
It was beautiful. It was so beautiful. I just sat there. I sat there with my tiara on.
Yeah.
I had a little plastic tiara that I ended up putting in. Not that big.
Well, I hope all of you and also you, Jess, that you had a great time last weekend because, again, I... stayed until like 1 p.m.
Oh,
sorry, what was it? 1
a.m.
Yeah, 1 a.m. So I feel like this is a very great event,
yeah,
right?
It was. It really was.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. It was so good. Anyway, let's talk about great events this weekend.
This weekend.
What do we got happening?
So excited as well because, again, like I tried to compile all the weekend so all of you can go out like in one day.
Yep.
And you can get everything.
Yep.
Okay.
Love it.
First thing first, let's go to Manly.
Okay.
What is happening over there?
So over the spit bridge we go.
Exactly.
Off to Manly.
So we have Taste of Manly. So this is the very, very, this is like one of my favorite events as well.
Really?
Because I went there last year.
Beautiful.
Even though I don't drink, but you can have a lot of food.
Such good food.
Okay. So just bring your friends, your family.
Your stretchy pants.
Stretchy pants as well because we start from today and then tomorrow, Taste of Manly is on.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Is it for free? And then if you are such a foodie lover, so mark on your calendar because more than 65,000 food and wine enthusiasts will come together. And then
65,000.
Yeah, I know, right? And then they will get it together at the Corso Manly Beach.
I love it. If you can give me like my two favorite four-letter words, free and food, then I'm a happy little Vegemite. Like that is a good day for everybody.
I know.
It's gonna be a nice day for it too. It's not too hot. It's not raining.
Sun is shining.
Yeah, go eat. Get the meat sweats.
Yeah.
It's fine.
What is your go-to? What is it like? Wine and also what kind of food?
Well, I don't drink. So I generally, my go-to wine is usually like Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Or like a Moscato if I'm drinking. Or the house wine, white, because it's cheap. And if I need to have like a glass of something in my hand, I'll just go for whatever's cheap. Or Moscato because it's sweet. But my go-to like street festival food, anything sweet.
Anything
so
sweet.
Like I love anything covered in chocolate and sweet or hot chips. What about you?
I would say, well, I don't drink as well, but my go-to drink, of course, Coca-Cola, Coke, and also with cheese and crackers.
And fancy.
I mean, the cheese is like any kind of cheese.
Any cheese on any cracker.
Put it there. I will have them all.
And you'll just nom, 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 nom.
Nom, 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 nom.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
So we've got another event happening.
So once you finish with Taste of Manly, you feel, oh, I'm so full. Okay, let's have food. A bit of walk.
Okay.
Okay. And then go to Westfield City.
Okay.
What's in there? So you can attend an event Wool Week.
Wool Week.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, winter is coming for sure, right?
Oh, yeah.
You wear jumper.
We're both in some knits today.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You want to have like something really nice. And also the Australian wool industry is the massive industry in here. So they will be in the spotlight at Westfield Centre. So the Woolmark Company celebrates its annual Wool Week campaign to promote the very best wool.
I love this.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Woolrich apparel and home textile from Australia beloved brand and retailers.
Okay.
Okay. The most exciting about this event, so if you know Natalie Miller, so Natalie Miller is the one of the artists who always do, what is it, the, is it knitting?
Oh, yeah. Knitting.
So she will do that.
Like extreme.
Extreme.
Oh
okay,
my
in
gosh.
An extreme way.
I love it.
Today and tomorrow only. So we call it Natalie Miller Life in Action.
Oh, see, my knitting always looks extreme just because it's terrible. Mm-hmm. I can do like a square, but it always isn't quite square.
Because what I know what she does, it's really extreme. So if, okay, did you go to Westfield City lately? Because if you did, you can see like a big giant visual of wool.
Yeah.
And that's how she does it.
With all of that. Oh my god.
So it's not like a jigsaw, like a small
No,
like,
no, no. Well, she's using like,
the massive
oh
one.
Oh my god, this is like knitting on steroids. Oh my god, I love it.
Yes.
All right, we've got one last event.
So when you finish, like, okay, with the wool wig, and
we're
then
warm,
the sun goes down.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're so good. It's time to see Vivid Lights Festival.
Yay! I love Vivid. I'm so glad it's back.
Yes, it's the opening weekend, so you should come and go out to see out and about the beautiful lights and also all the building.
So I love how they incorporate all of Sydney.
Yeah.
And there's usually like some good food trucks around too.
Exactly. This year is really big. Why? Well, it's the 10 years of celebration of
Vivid Light
exactly.
Festival. I want to go. I know out at Luna Park, they've got like a, like you put your selfie on the face at Luna Park.
Yes, yes.
That looks cool.
Yeah.
I want that.
So you can go to Luna Park, Barangaroo, around CBD, Silicon Key. What is that?
Chatswood too. And Taronga Zoo,
The Rocks, and you name it.
Yeah, I'm getting a thumbs up next door from Barb too. She's loving it. Oh, no, see, now Barb. Barb went, do you know what she did? She beat the crowds. She went through the week to the test to see all the lights like a champion. So she saw it all, but with no crowds.
What a VIP. Hang on.
What a VIP. What like a good thing to do. So she went like Tuesday, Wednesday or Wednesday, Thursday, one of those two. They were doing all the tests for like an hour in the evening. And so they lit it all up like it would be lit up.
Where's my invite?
I know. But Barb. Where's their invite? That's the way to do it. But no, I love it. I'm going to go, I think this year, because I went last year, so many people.
Mm-hmm.
I go every year with my partner.
Yeah.
And the first year we went, there were barely anyone. Last year we went, it was just like insane.
Mm-hmm.
So because we're grown-ups, supposedly. I like to be in bed by like 9 o'clock. I'm a nana. But I think we're going to do like a very late night Vivid showing.
It's so much better.
Yeah. We're going to do like a super late night. Hold on. Barb wants to say something.
Midweek. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, that's
midweek.
My plan too.
That's Molly's plan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, don't tell anyone, guys.
Well, you didn't tell us about the damn preview, Barb.
Yeah. Well, that's why. And also, Origin Night, if you're going to do it.
Okay. Oh, yes. Origin Night. That's a clever one. Okay. Shh. Thanks, Barb. That was Barb there from All Kinds of Countries. She's on your airwaves 5 a.m. on a Saturday morning. She said Origin Night.
Exactly.
Is the one to go.
Yeah.
Because everyone will be watching the footy. Ugh, what a good
idea. Okay, don't tell anyone, guys.
Don't tell anyone.
Okay.
It's all of our secret. We'll see you there. Everyone wear like a blue hat and we'll know that you're a listener and we're all just a secret.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the thing. So one package for this weekend.
Yes.
You have them all.
That's the ultimate day. So what is your, if you could only do one?
If I can do only one, because I love fashion and I want to see a beautiful thing, wool wig is going to be my
first go-to. That's
going to
be your go-to.
Okay.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I think if I had to pick one, and as much as I often detest having to actually get to Manly because it's a pain, the food festival, the Manly Taste of Manly, because you can eat. I love to eat.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
So feed yourself, darling.
Yeah, I love to. Oh, you could only go after sunset too.
Yes, I'm doing Ramadan now. I'm fasting. That's fine. So that's why.
What a silly time to put it on, Manly.
That's okay. That's okay. Next time. Well, because last year, Ramadan is based on the, you know, the
lunar calendar.
So basically,
last year it was fine. You can just miss this year, but you're going to go to the Wool Festival anyway.
Yes.
Molly, thanks for joining us.
No worries.
So one of our wonderful producers, Molly, there. We're going to pop some links on the podcast if you want to get along to any of those events. We've got the Taste of Manly, Wool Week at Westfield in the city, and Vivid Light Festival all around our beautiful CBD, Barangaroo, Luna Park, King's Cross, The Rocks, Darling Harbour, Circular Quay. It's on everywhere. Just look. when it gets dark, just look. You'll find the light.